Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, good afternoon, football fans. It's Isaac Sines with you on the Pro Football Chase podcast, coming to you live again. This time, it's a Friday afternoon. We are preparing for Super Bowl Sunday coming up. And on the podcast, I have another draft prospect joining me. He is North Carolina wide receiver Tez Walker. And Tez is preparing for the upcoming scouting combine and the NFL draft, of course, at the end of April. So, Tez, I appreciate your time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How's your day going?
It's going really good, man. Overcast afternoon here in Texas. Can't complain. It hasn't been too cold. I'm not a big fan of the cold weather. I don't know about you.
Nah, me and you both. That's why, you know, I decided to come train down here in Florida. It's always hot down here, so.
Yeah, Florida's really humid. I was there over the summer, but you know what, Tez? I'd rather have it warm and toasty than frigid any day.
Nah, I feel you, most definitely.
All right, Tez. Well, you had quite a successful college career for your standards, man. You really put up quite a bit of production, especially going back to your time at Kent State in 2022, 921 yards receiving, 11 touchdowns, and then you transferred to North Carolina. You ended up putting up nearly 700 yards receiving, 7 touchdowns, 41 receptions, 56-yard long. You know how to get separation down the field with your speed, your elusiveness. So talk to me a little bit about your skill set as a wide receiver and how you've evolved throughout your college career.
My skill set, when I watch my own tape and what I've heard from like scouts and other people, like it's pretty different, pretty unique. Not a lot of guys can get a lot of separation down the field like that. But yeah, I say that started when I got to Kent State. You know, Coach Lewis, Coach Middleton was my coaches at the time there. They did a great job with developing quarterbacks and receivers. That was like their specialty. And like when I first got there, I was, coming out of high school, coming from Central, I was the guy, all I wanted was like back shoulders, jump ball, just throw the ball in there. I was going to go get it. But then like one of those days in camp, he came to me. He said, "You don't know how fast you are. Like, I want you to, trust our QBs, trust our coaching and just run underneath the ball." And ever since then, I took it and ran with it. I was just outrunning everybody, tracking the ball down deep, and just took off from there. So I say that's where, I found myself as a football player, as a receiver when I was at Kent State.
Tez, you had two big breakout games in 2023 for the Tar Heels. First one coming against Miami, 6 for 132 and 3 touchdowns, 2 carries for 19 yards. And then against Duke, 7 for 162. Those are two monster performances against two really good opponents. How much pride do you take in putting up those types of numbers and production against some ACC opponents this past season?
I take a lot of pride in that, and that's the reason why I wanted to go play Power Five ball when I was, when I was at Kent. Went against those bigger programs, went against Washington, Oklahoma, Georgia, and seeing how big of an impact I had in those games. So, like, going Power Five and doing that in those type of games, it meant a lot. I take a lot of pride in that.
And, oh, shoot, man, Tez, my bad, bro. I'm disrespecting you. I totally forgot to mention your game against Virginia. 11 for 146 and a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of glad you didn't, even though I did have a good game. We still took an L that we shouldn't have took. But they was a very good team as well, good defense, pretty sound defense. So, I just wanted to keep the momentum going that next week after Miami. So, went out there and tried to do the best I could.
So it says you played at Kent State, and then North Carolina is Mac Brown, you know, the illustrious Mac Brown. For the short time that you're able to play for him, what did you learn from such an iconic college football coach?
Really, I learned how what coaching really supposed to look like. Like, Coach Brown was probably one of the most genuine coaches I've ever been around. Like, he would tell us almost every day he wants to treat everybody in this facility how he wants his son to be treated, and he did exactly that. And that makes you want to go out there and play for a coach even more, like, hard on the field and things like that. So treated everybody the same, and he was just a good guy. He was just as good, great as he was a coach. So he was, you know, it was fun playing with him, playing for him.
You were born in Charlotte, North Carolina, you know, played football throughout high school. At what age did you start to play the game of football, and when did it click in your mind when you're like, you know what, I think I want to go play college and I want to get to the pros one day?
Mm-hmm. So I started flag when I was 6, then I first played tackle when I was 8. But when I was that young, like, I was bouncing around sport to sport, basketball, football, track, and all that. But I say it probably clicked about my sophomore year of high school. Got a start on varsity, and had a great game. Coaches were, like, coming up to me, telling me, like, my size was great and things like that. I can be a Sunday guy. So that's when it started to click for me.
Tez, growing up, did you have a favorite player that you'd like to watch on Sundays?
I did. So growing up, when I was real young, just when, like, the back end of Randy Moss's career, like, when he was with the Patriots, I just loved watching him play, like, how smooth he was, how fast he was, how, just like, my skill set, how he can get separation down the field and get open and things like that. So I say Randy Moss. Another guy I really loved was AJ Green. He's probably who I loved the most. Just the way, like, the dog he had in him and the way he approached the game. I just loved everything about him. So those are the two I probably looked up to the most as a receiver.
And you know what? AJ Green is actually a pretty good comparison to you, actually, that you bring him up, Tez, because it looks like you'll have a very similar body build, the way you play the game. You have that finesse to it, but you also can be physical on the outside. So that's a really good comparison. AJ Green, have any scouts or teams brought up AJ Green comparison to you?
Nah, they haven't. They usually ask me who I compare myself to, and that's somebody I mentioned to them.
Now, more recently, you played in the Reese's Senior Bowl. Jim Nagy puts that together, does a great job every single year. Mm-hmm. A lot of top talent is out there in Mobile, and I was able to watch a lot of the practices during the week, and then, of course, the game on Saturday. You were on the national team, and you were able to catch passes from Bo Nix and Michael Penix throughout the week. Talk to me about that experience there in Mobile, Tez, and what you learned from it.
It was a great experience. Going against some of the top guys that you ain't get to go against throughout your college career. Seeing different faces. And those three quarterbacks you mentioned, being able to, like, play with them, you can see why they were great leaders and great players on their team. It was just a great experience for me. Just being there, getting to talk to scouts early before the combine, having a sense of what it's probably going to be like and things like that. So it was real good for me. Thing I learned, I learned a little more how to be a pro. Coaches was engraving that in our minds, how you should approach this, approach that when you get to the league. Find that veteran that you can, you know, attach to, learn the ins and outs of the game. And getting a sense of the offensive playbook. We had the New York Giants OC on the national team for our playbook. So coming from offenses I've been in, I've never really been in a pro-style offense, and getting a feel of how NFL offense will work and things like that, that's probably the biggest thing I learned while I was at the Senior Bowl. So I say it was a good overall experience for me.
Yeah, the national team, the head coach was Jets defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich, and then the offensive coordinator, as you mentioned, for national was the Giants quarterbacks coach Shea Tierney. So during the week and practicing and taking part in meetings and all that, did that kind of give you a good taste of, okay, this is what it's going to be structured like in the NFL?
Yeah, it did. Definitely did. It's your job now, and that's how, you know, all the coaches approach the Senior Bowl week, and Like, you know, like I said, they were telling us, like, this is what you're going to be doing, especially during that rookie wall, your first few years in the league. So,
as a wide receiver, what makes you confident in your ability to execute the entire route tree as you make that jump to the next level?
Probably my speed, and that's really no secret, as everybody sees on the tape. Feel like how much I win in the vertical game, that'll open up things, like in the short game. And I saw that throughout my college career. The more I beat people, the more they sag off, or the more, like, they turn their hips earlier or something like that, get them to open up, which helps me, like, snap down better on, like, curls, out routes, and things like that. So, I say that's what helps me, like, you know, grasp the route tree and things like that.
Tez, an outside-the-box question for you. How much film do you watch on cornerbacks so you can be well-prepared for what to see from them when you face them on game days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I spend a huge amount of time watching films on cornerbacks. Like, I even, you know, I was in that leadership role this year. I was getting a lot of the younger receivers, teaching them how to break things down so they know who they're playing, what they're playing, defense, things like that. But I watch, you know, a lot of film. Like, I go through things, like, you know, watching what technique he played, what technique does he play in this coverage, in that coverage, what will he play to, or when we're in this formation, when we're in that formation, we're one-on-one, how he's going to play. Does he open the gate early? Is he patient? Is he like a Pierce corner? Is he going to sit there and get hands, be physical? Or is he like more of a, like, you know, motor inch corner? Is he going to want to use his feet more and like feather you? So I take all that into account when I'm watching corners. But I also watch, you know, the whole defense, because a lot of times the safeties and backers will tell you what they're in, which will tell you what the corner's probably going to do and things like that. So I take a lot of time throughout the week to prepare for the game so it can be easier on Saturdays and Sundays for me.
Tez, one thing that a lot of coaches and agents tell me in the NFL, you know, yes, being a good receiver, being able to make those plays down the field.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
This is very important, but every team is going to look for a receiver that is willing to play special teams and is willing to block their butt off on the outside on run plays. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you're willing to do?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I was always on the depth for special teams, but, you know, coaches that look at me like you're our guy receiver. We need you out there receiver. So we're going to have you on the depth. Maybe we'll pitch in the game, maybe not. I just never got that opportunity in the game, and I would constantly, like, ask them throughout the week, like, let me get a rep or two in the game so I can – put it on tape and show the league that I'm willing to do it. So I don't mind doing special teams and blocking. I love blocking, especially, you know, when you get that pancake block out there and you hype and things like that. So, yeah, I'm willing to do all those things, especially now, like, whatever I got to do to make that 53-man roster, like, I'm going to do it. I just want, you know, get my foot in the door, things like that. So I'm definitely willing to do it.
Well, this is a loaded wide receiver class here in 2024. Of course, headlined by Marvin Harrison Jr. and Romo Odunze, and the list goes on and on. But Tez Walker, I believe, is a big-time sleeper in this class, and clearly you're on the radar being at the Senior Bowl, and people wanted to get a look at you there. So what type of mentality are you in right now, Tez, knowing that, yes, a lot of the other receivers are getting all the talk, but is there a chip on your shoulder that's ready to show up day one and prove yourself in the NFL?
Yes, sir. It's definitely a big chip on my shoulder. And honestly, it's always been that way for me, even coming out of high school, you know, guys getting, those bigger offers. I was getting like all the FCS smaller school offers. So I definitely have that chip. I just continue, you know, try to get better every day in whatever I'm doing, whether it's, you know, routes, getting out of breaks, 40 or the combine drills. It doesn't matter. I'm just trying to get better every day, better myself. So come, you know, camp time, I'm one of those key players or one of those guys, a part of the game plan. And, you know, kudos to those guys going, you know, Jet to go first and everything. They did what they had to do to get the privilege to have that. But I also see myself up there with the best of them as well. But it's definitely a chip on my shoulder.
So the NFL Combine is coming up in Indianapolis at the end of the month and early March as well. And interviewing a lot of draft prospects, they did move the drills for receivers in prime time. And so now you got more people tuning in to watch the Combine on NFL Network. And for me, it's always one of my favorite events to tune into to see what you're able to accomplish in drills and who's running the fastest 40s and all that stuff. So as you prepare, you said you're out there in Florida. What exactly are you doing right now every single week to get yourself in the best possible shape for that Combine?
Yeah, so, right, like, big thing down here by Marito, Pete Marito, he runs it, is the speed and, like, technique in the 40. Like, he's been doing this for however much long, and he's had the top guy at the combine with the 40 times. But also, I love the way, like, he has things scheduled for us. Like, he has the way the schedule works is, like, he has us, like, pros already. So we come in early, do our work, go home. We have like meal preps and things like that. Other stuff he wants to work on at home, whether it's like yoga or like opening up certain, like, you know, body part thing like that, being more like twitchy and elusive and things like that. So doing a lot of those things down here. We have a certain receiver coach that comes down 3-4 times throughout the week to help us, you know, go through like combine drills and routes that we're going to have at the combine. And also go through like interview prep, knowing how to approach, you know, coaches and what to say and like making eye contact with everyone on them, things like that. So it's real good down here. That's pretty much what they have us doing to be prepared for the combine and pro day.
Yeah, well, that sounds like you got a good setup over there. And is it hard for you? I know you talked about meal prepping and eating the right stuff right now. I mean, how frequently are you following that regimen? I mean, is it pretty strict diet that you're having to follow right now?
Yeah, it's real strict. But I'm kind of used to it because I kind of put myself through that when I was at UNC, like when our nutritionist got there. She got there around the same time I got there. When she came in, I went straight to her and asked her, like, you know, what do I got to do to, you know, to perform higher on the field. And she's talking about like meal plan, meal prep and things like that. So I took it very serious at UNC, which when I got here and they started, you know, it was a way more strict than it was there. Like I was already kind of used to it. So it's been good. I see a lot of changes in my body and like the way I move and things like that. So it's been real well.
What type of teammate are you? I think that's really important. A lot of teams, I'm sure, are already asking you these questions. How do you support your teammates? What do you bring to an organization, not only on the field, but off the field?
Yeah, I'm a great teammate. Like when I got to UNC, I had to step into that leadership role. I had a lot of young guys in the room, and I felt like I was always there for them. And they come to me with anything because they knew Adam. You know, they didn't see me through it all. Like I've been in college for a while, so they knew I had a lot of answers for them. So I feel like I was great in that aspect, and just I love seeing everybody win, especially in the room, in the receiver room, even offensive room in general. Like however we can win, if somebody else is eating, like I'm there rooting for them, first guy there cheering for them, cheering them on, things like that. So I feel like I'm a great teammate overall in the facility. Same way, you know, putting, you know, wise thing and people here and things like that. So I feel like I'm a great guy to have around the facility. On and off the field, won't make a program or organization look bad. I don't get into much. So feel like I'll be good in that area. So,
well, one thing I will bring up is you did have 1 year to play with Drake May, who is regarded as one of the top quarterback prospects in this year's class. Big arm. What can you say about Drake, and how did you enjoy playing with him for about 7 or 8 games this past season?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. Like, it's just him. Everybody knows how talented he is. Like, I even knew that when I got there, and I knew we was going to connect as soon as we connected in the spring. I knew when I got going during the season, we was going kind of pop. But just the person he is why I enjoyed him so much. The way, like, when I got there, I could see how everybody would want to gravitate toward him. Just the aura he has. Like, when he's around, it's just unmatched. And he's just one of those guys, humble dude, laid-back guy. He treats everybody the same. Don't feel like he's above anybody. Great guy to have in the facility, outside the facility. It doesn't matter. He's just a great person, a great leader. As you've seen the games he's played in, he knows how to, you know, take control of a game, things like that. So he was great to be around and great to play with.
One thing that's always talked about is, can the receiver make plays in crunch time? Can he come down with that touchdown when the team needs it most? So for you, do you think that you can be that number one go-to target, game on the line type of player if an NFL team needs you?
Yes, 100%. I feel like I've also showed that, things like that. I feel like a lot of, like, big plays happen when the ball's in my hands. That's how I feel like I separate myself. I'm just a big play waiting to happen. So I do feel like I can be that guy for a team at some point, whether it's my first year, whether it's my fourth, fifth year in the league, it doesn't matter. I feel like I can become that guy that an organization can rely on.
And as we close out the interview, Tez, I always like to give players an opportunity to shout out their family for getting you to this point in your career. So for you, how important is your family for you?
My family is very important. I feel like they did a great job of me. Kept me out of trouble. My mom, she kept me in some type of sport. It didn't matter, and I thank her for that. I thank my entire family for supporting me throughout everything, college journey, everything I've been through, and things like that. So I appreciate them. And then my high school head coach, he's been on my side ever since I met him. He's helped me, you know, get to where I am, you know, transfer process and things like that. So I appreciate all my supporters and family members.
I have to ask you this question, and you probably won't answer it, but you're from Charlotte, North Carolina. How cool would it be for you to get up to those Carolina Panthers and catch some passes from Bryce Young?
That'd be real good. Like, I'm constantly talking. That's honestly, that's a team I want to go to. It's home for me. And I feel like it's something special, you know, building there. Bryce, he just need, you know, a couple pieces around him. And it'd be cool catching from somebody who's won the Heisman. I love Bryce Young. I love that organization as well. Never see him in any headlines, any news. I feel like it's a good program to be around. And growing up in Charlotte, seeing it my whole life, like, I know it's a great organization. So it'll be an honor to play for my hometown team.
Well, Dave Canales is the new head coach there in Carolina, and he's got a strong reputation for offensive production. Look what he did with Baker Mayfield, Geno Smith in Seattle. So maybe that could be the destination, Tez. I know that would be special for you. But Super Bowl Sunday, all right, San Francisco, Kansas City, both teams got some really good wide receivers. I mean, I know Rashee Rice out of SMU, the rookie, is doing some big things for Kansas City. And then you look at San Fran, of course, Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. So are you going to be tuned in to watch the game, Tez?
I definitely am. Like I said, like, I'm a football guy. I love football. I've watched the Super Bowl every playoffs every year. So I'm definitely going to be tuned in. And I also, like, I wouldn't say I listen to her music. I also like Taylor Swift, so if she's there and it's
hey, the screen, there it is.
I don't mind seeing her on the screen, unlike a lot of other people who kind of hate on her. But no, I'm going to be tuned into it.
Well, that's good to hear, man. Yeah, same here. Looking forward to it. Couple days coming up, Super Bowl in Las Vegas. So, again, Tez, hey, man, I appreciate you taking the time on this Friday afternoon away from your training schedule. Keep up the good work. I look forward to seeing which team ends up taking you at the end of April. So God bless you, man, and best of luck.
Most definitely. Thank you so much. God bless you as well. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.